This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You can join us at 800-636-1067. We're trying to get your calls on what potential huge event in D.C. would interest you the most. College football playoff, maybe. Maybe you're a big wrestling mark. You want to see WrestleMania come to the new stadium at the RFK site. Maybe you love the Olympics and you want to see the opening ceremonies at the brand new stadium. What if you're a World Cup fan? These are just some of the events that should be drawn to this area with a brand new $3-plus billion stadium that is set to be erected on the RFK site if it gets council approval. 800-636-1067 is the number. Which would you like to see the most?
All right, let me address this elephant in the room for me.
Okay.
Nobody else cares. Mike Marr's a good kid. Mm-hmm. I like him. He comes in here. Like, I think we've beaten him down a little bit. He used to come in here all fired up and high-five us before every show. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much enthusiasm. Heart was always in the right place, though,
of
right?
Of course.
Great kid. He's got a little shorts in him, though.
Okay.
And shorts, if you don't know, is a guy that worked here for a long time. Hardworking guy. I think he loved the show. He murdered me so many times by, like, misquoting me or mislabeling something or characterizing something in his weird brain. Marr just murdered me again today.
Okay.
How did this happen?
How so? Explain.
Okay. So I do my little rant on Jaden. Not even a rant. I'm prefacing the Alex Smith article where I'm saying, listen, nobody's a bigger Jaden Daniels fan than me, right?
Yep.
I'm taking pride in saying, and I want to play the clip, but I'm taking pride in saying I'm the first one to say he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
In my clip, I say he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet, but my prediction is he's going to the Hall of Fame if he stays healthy.
Right.
Literally say he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet. Marr puts out a video promoting the show, okay, doing his job, and he headlines it. EB says Jaden Daniels is already Hall of Fame worthy. I literally said he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet. There's a massive distinction.
There's a misquote there.
There's a massive distinction there. I say he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm being bold. I'm making a prediction. But I said he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet. That's just, I see that path for him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the clip. I'm huge on Jaden Daniels. I've put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the first in the world. Okay, I take pride in that. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not Hall of Fame worthy yet, but he's going to have a Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he gets hurt. That's, he says, we've never seen
the
light.
Other part doesn't matter.
What did Mike Moore say?
He quotes it because he's trying to get hits, because I'm very hit worthy. But he misquotes me. He says, EB says Jaden Daniels is already Hall of Fame worthy. Well, I actually specifically said he's not.
Yeah, the worthy part makes me lean towards your side. But
lean?
You said
your quote was, this is a quote, I wrote it down.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
But before that, I put him in the Hall of Fame already.
Exactly. So he's worthy to you.
No, I said, because I know people with small brains don't understand that. I'm predicting he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not Hall of Fame worthy after one season.
I wrote it down.
No one is.
I wrote it down. Your first sentence. Now the second, third sentence.
Your
first sentence
How
was,
small is your
I
brain?
Put him in the Hall of Fame already.
I'm making a prediction. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not Hall of Fame worthy based on this season. No, no one is. No one on the planet is after one. I'm predicting he's going to duplicate this over and over and over.
What are you, JP?
That's all.
Are you saying he's playing both sides?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is
I'm not playing both sides.
Okay, here's my larger takeaway.
All right.
Mike Maher does his job. This is why I don't quibble with pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't quibble with things that other people do on behalf of the show. Because 99% of it, before Mike Maher did it, I was posting everything on Instagram, right, everything on Facebook, everything on Twitter.
So you don't have to do it anymore.
So when somebody else does it, I appreciate it. If they're going to misquote you a little bit, not a big deal. And it's close. Because mm-hmm. EB's first sentence was, I put him in the Hall of Fame already.
It's a massive distinction.
Watch Cakes being
does
quiet.
Does it really bother you that much? Or are you?
It only bothers me because it's coming on the heels of using me yesterday for the Dylan Cruz clip.
You have PTSD.
A little bit. Okay, People are smashing me for
right.
And hello, I'm having a hot take
mm-hmm.
on my Dylan Cruz thing. I'm not going to write the guy off after 55 games.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't look like a superstar to me. Hello. I'm kind of paid to give my opinion.
By the way, Aaron Judge hit 179 his rookie year. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, it's fine. Fair.
Keep going. Hey.
That's fine. I'm not saying everybody.
Can you play the clip again?
Oh.
Well, give me the headline
first.
I'm huge
on Jaden Daniels. I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the first in the world. Okay,
I mean, just pause it right there.
And then
he says, I put Jaden Daniels.
And then I clarify okay, for people's smaller
but
brains.
Your quote was, I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. Now, what does the headline say?
He's the headline that you're Hall of Fame worthy. But I specifically preempted that because I know.
But aren't you already worthy if you're already in the Hall of Fame?
He's worthy now.
Should I have
he's
made the
not
title?
Worthy. Is he worthy of the Hall of Fame?
Mike Maher.
No. Zero.
EB, should I have made the title EB says Jaden Daniels should be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Because that is what you said.
Bad title. I said, you should have said, EB says Jaden Daniels is going to the Hall of Fame.
EB
That's
says
a big
Jaden
mistake.
Daniels should
I'm
be in the Hall
making
of Fame.
A
what
prediction.
Was your statement? What was your question?
English is not hard.
Well, I
JP,
forgot.
What's
Sorry.
The quote that
Sometimes
you wrote
Sometimes to
down?
Me it is.
I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already.
And then I clarified
it. That was a direct quote.
And then I clarified it literally within seconds.
And you said he's not Hall of Fame worthy.
He's not worthy yet.
Doesn't it sound like he's kind of playing both sides?
Are you just worried that trolls are going to come after you because of the headline?
I'm not worried. They attack me immediately.
Who cares?
Like, you don't understand. Like it's like flies on a duty.
Are these the super weird HQTC contingent? Or who is it?
Yeah, they're all weirdos.
I would think
they're all weirdos. None of them are rational thinking people.
I would think that they would be behind you.
But it just bothers me when my own guy misquotes me.
Give me the headline again so you can just write that down real quick.
Here's the headline.
All right, this is on our YouTube. Hold on, real quick. Do subscribe to our YouTube page.
Please.
Mike Maher does a good job. It's another way to consume content.
He's just a little stupid.
It's the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Give it a like. Give it a thumbs up.
There's a huge distinction.
All right, what is the headline? This is the YouTube page because my YouTube doesn't have that.
I don't know the YouTube page.
Yet.
He just put the stupid clip on Twitter.
That's a Twitter headline.
It's a Twitter headline. Video. He's doing Twitter clips, and I like that. Do Twitter clips. Get people. Yes.
All right,
so
you're making the prediction he's going to the Hof.
But I'm not saying he's worthy
But you're
today.
Saying... But
I specifically said he's not worthy.
But that's kind of obvious.
Yeah,
there's nobody who's worthy after 1 year.
I totally agree.
Then what's
so
the
then
problem?
Don't say he's
So I don't even know
worthy.
Why you had to say that.
No, because people are taking it literally, because people have small brains.
I know, but why would you... Doesn't...
I'm making a prediction that he's going to the Hall
right.
of Fame. That's
so you don't even have to.
Different
so
from you, saying he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Right, but what I'm saying
it couldn't be more different.
Right, actually, I think it's pretty close.
I think you're
making it sound like
room.
There's a huge chasm between the two. Yeah. I don't think.
Yes,
I think
yes, because he doesn't have the qualifications on any level to go to the Hall of Fame after what he's done.
Right, but that's an obvious statement.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, everyone in the country knows that. Right.
No,
everyone in the country
think
knows
that I'm saying he's already worthy.
Who cares?
Because
that's
I
want to take away.
Accurately.
Who cares?
So he's
getting engagement.
No.
So then tweet back.
Hey, listen, you can let him misquote you.
It's fine.
I like to be quoted accurately. This guy.
Okay. He should delete it and put, I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already.
No.
Just keep
That's your quote.
Just keep it. That's your direct quote.
I retweeted it. I said, no, he's going to the Hall of Fame. is barring injury, which is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
He's you also said I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already.
Right. But I knew that you guys needed
hey, you
this.
But he's not worthy.
I didn't even know the clip
people
was out
like
there.
You will parse my words incorrectly.
No.
He has had an incredible season, but it's not Hall of Fame worthy.
Of course not.
I already deleted the clip once. Why didn't you say something the first time? I posted it for 5 minutes.
I didn't look at your dumb title.
Look, now
I just listened to the audio.
You're making Mike Moore bitter.
Yeah, I've never seen him testy like
this. Let me see your face.
Listen,
no, I'm chilling. Let me see
your face. No, he's fine. You've got to be able to take a little ribbing.
I can tell. He's a little bit pissed.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a good kid. He's just, you know, again, I got to remember.
All right, Radford. Cakes, hold up. I just want to ask. Cakes, Team EB or Team Mar? You have to choose.
No, he's scared to go against
Mar. I'm Team Mar just because he put in the work.
That's outrageous.
That's my vote.
That's an outrageous
Cakes,
rationale. You're
Team
nice.
Mar, Team EB.
It's just being nice.
If I have to pick, Team Mar.
That's crazy.
Bish,
Team Mar. Not Mar.
Drab.
But you guys are just wrong.
Yeah, just looking at the evidence, I'm on Team Mike Mar.
Why? In the clip, I said
understand
he's
what
not.
You're saying, but you're a brain-dead idiot if you think that any player is Hall of Fame worthy after 1 year.
Well, and I certainly don't.
I agree.
Right.
But you don't even have to say that.
Any rational thinking human being looks at that clip and realizes
what you're talking about.
Except
you're
Mar.
No.
Because he labeled it that.
Dog,
he misquoted
clickbait.
Me. He misquoted
he's
me.
Clicking, so,
please,
he's clickbait.
My own employee. My own guy. Don't misquote. Don't misquote your guy. That's all.
I got you. You got guys like Brian Lee Henderson in the comments. That's the guy who thinks the government's zapping his brain. These are the people that are going
to get I've already blocked him. I don't even see him. I've never seen his comment. I've seen his comment
he's
in years.
Legendary.
I know who he is.
I know who he is.
I don't see that comment.
By the way, he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
I know
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't see those. I blocked so many
some
of
money,
them.
Brian. Ship me some
I just
chips.
Want listen. Can a guy just ask to be quoted accurately? That's all. That's all. Just quote your
Dude,
boy.
The one thing
accurately.
I feel bad about with you is like I'll post that Dylan Cruz clip yesterday, and you get just so much heat. And that's like you know you're talking down on the team a little bit. You're being fair. You know you're giving your opinion.
Just give my opinion.
Today you hype up the quarterback, and you still catch heat.
Yeah, thank you.
This dude can't win for losing.
Thank you. Hey, you know what it's like. Thank you.
But the fact that you said he's not Hall of Fame worthy.
It's because it's so obvious.
Right. I mean, but why would you have to say that? That's like saying
the
sun is hot.
Because I could see the future, Jason. Because I could see the future.
I mean, even if he had 70 touchdowns.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Oh, have you heard of RG3? Listen, I get it.
But Eric, even if he had 70 touchdown passes this year, he's still not there yet. He's got to do it for 10 or 12 years.
Right. I'm making a prediction.
I know, but
that
you didn't
he's
have
going to the Hall
I know,
of Fame.
But I just wondered why you said that. You didn't have to say that.
I said it because of exactly what happened, that my own guy would misquote me.
Okay.
I could see the future. I could see the future. That's why I clarified it. And then I still get misquoted.
You made the bed, lay in it.
I didn't make the bed.
You did.
I said he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet.
Okay, just
obviously.
Circle back. That quote that JP wrote down, the opening quote, if I had made that the caption, there's really no difference. You said
yes,
you should put him
because
in the Hall
you
of Fame.
Wouldn't have put in where I made the clarification for simpletons. I immediately had
you
to
didn't need you to put in. Don't... I would say, look, if I'm going to side on EB, now I'm on Mike Moore's side just because he put in the work.
Who cares?
He wrote, EB says that Jaden Daniels is already Hall of Fame worthy.
He's paid to work.
Literally his job.
So he's paid to work. You get
I know.
What do you want, a cookie?
He did a good job.
What's the Chris Rock? You want a cookie because you're being a good dad?
He did a good job.
He did a good job. He actually did a terrible job. He did a nice job editing the clip.
Everybody else disagrees with you.
He did a nice job
you.
Posting the clip in a timely manner. He did a horrible job labeling the clip. And that and what happens 99 times out of 100? People just look at the label. They didn't watch the clip. If you watch the clip, I say he's not Hall of Fame.
Is this going to ruin your day? It seems like it's going to ruin your day.
He's going to forget
I'm
about it.
At
9:55, he's going to forget
I am killing 4 hours.
Right. Will you dovetail back to it like at 5 o'clock and spar with people if they have issues with the branding of the segment? or
it's unlikely, but someone could trigger me. Okay. It's unlikely, but it's a possibility.
You would do this stuff with blue shorts all the time. You'd get all over him. You go, you don't love us anymore, shorts. You don't write about us. And then he writes about us, and then you scream at him.
Because he's a weirdo. He has a weird interpretation of, like, his brain's so weird. And he would have these weird conclusions he would come up with.
You're difficult to please.
No, I'm just a person that likes to be quoted accurately.
Mike Moore, make sure you quote him accurately from now on.
That's all.
I mean, 90% of the time before I post a clip about him, I go in there and talk to him about it anyway because I know he's just going to get.
And I watched the clip. I didn't see your headline.
What about with the other guys?
Yeah, I could probably do a better job. Yeah.
You don't sweat it. Here, I put in his quote.
He's not going to get verbally accosted.
Listen,
I just put in your tweet.
You don't have to.
I had to troll you, but it has his quote. There you go.
So you're trying to make my life even more difficult.
No, it's the accurate quote.
Why would you give an ink?
I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. He said that.
All right, what's wrong with that?
Because it's not a full quote. That's a classic misquoting of someone when you don't put the full quote. It's a classic. That's like journalism 101. You're screwing a guy by putting half his quote in.
Now that I agree with.
Of course.
That is out of context.
Yeah, it's out of context. Out of context.
So I'm confused. Is the latest post from the fan, is that the altered? Is this the altered headline?
He shouldn't alter it because I just retweeted it and I fixed it.
This is the latest from 2 minutes ago. At EB Junkies is calling it now. Jaden Daniels will have a Hall of Fame worthy career. Is that
did he say that?
That's better. That's better.
I don't know who posted that.
You didn't say that, though.
106.7 The Fan posted.
Who's posting from 106.7 The Fan?
Our guy Lou.
What, Roger?
That might be a time tweet. It's a bad timing for that one.
But Lou is actually that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, Lou has an accurate write-up.
Is that's an accurate quote?
Lulu.
Lou's my guy. I saw him at UBS Arena a couple weeks ago.
Talk to Lou.
Hey, maybe. When your boots on the ground, man, your brain gets scrambled a little bit.
Yeah. I like Mars. Good kid. But that doesn't mean you get a pass. That's all.
That JP went to law school.
You're good.
He's on the wrong side of it.
Just for showing up to court, you win?
You don't win just because you did your job.
You were on my side. How are you arguing with me now?
You're reasoning that he put up a video, so you agree with him?
Yeah,
he voted on Team Mar, correct?
It's the larger
principle of somebody does work on your behalf. Quit bitching at him.
Wrong.
Appreciate it.
Wrong.
It's literally his job.
He gets paid to do it. And he got.
Why are you arguing with me when you agreed with me? I don't get it. Now taking both sides. I said Team Mar, Team EB.
I said Team Mar, but I gave a proper reasoning. You said you're on Team Mar because he showed up to work today.
Yeah. That's a terrible reason.
Yeah.
He was just being funny. It's rare, but he was just being funny.
Just quote me accurately.
Aaron, it's more impactful that he posted what he posted, that you said. He's going to the Hall of Fame. That's more impactful.
All pub is good pub.
Listen.
Than to say, but.
I don't care at 10 a.m. when I walk out of here.
9:55.
99 times out of 100.
9:55.
But it does bug me today.
All right, I'll walk out at 9:55. You might walk out at 10.
All right, don't forget, before this hour is up, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Hurricanes at Capital One Arena for Game 2 this Thursday night. So you have to keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up in under 40 minutes.